Hi there, and welcome to our Connected World podcast brought to you by TE Connectivity. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. With each new model year, it seems that our cars are capable of more and more things. New entertainment features are available. And while we haven't yet reached the era where self-driving cars are the norm, they are able to assist us with some aspects of behind-the-wheel responsibilities. And in order for our cars and other vehicles to accomplish these feats, they need access to data through the connectivity and sensors made by companies like TE Connectivity. And so to learn more about these emerging transportation technologies, we are joined today on Our Connected World by Aaron Stuckey. He is the president of TE's Transportation Solutions segment. Aaron, thank you so much for joining me. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michelle. It's really fantastic to be here today.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this conversation because it is amazing to see the technology, and we're going to talk a lot about what is available, what's to come, and an exciting time to be seeing all of this happen. So let's start off here. Can you give us a little bit of a background? Let us know how we kind of got to this point and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, maybe I'll start with my background. So I'm, as you just highlighted, I'm serving as the president of TE Connectivity's Transportation Solutions segment. Here, we're really just really focused on developing the connectivity and sensor technologies that are foundational to the future of mobility. So our portfolio, we're supporting everything from passenger vehicles to commercial, agriculture, off-highway applications. We have to help our customers manage power, move data, and sense the world really around all of the vehicles. I think it's important also to recognize, prior to my 15 years at TE, I spent half of my career at General Electric in that point, finance roles around the world. I've had two email addresses in my career, aaron.stuckey@ge.com and aaron.stuckey@te.com. So that's been a pretty seamless transition, first half, second half of my career. But earlier in my career at TE, I spent several years in the communication solutions segment. Here, we were supporting the data center, the AI infrastructure markets. And in that role, we really enabled hyperscale customers to grow cloud computing, the artificial intelligence boom, and the high-speed data connectivity that supports that infrastructure. And I think what's important is that experience, it really gave me a front row seat to how exponential growth in data, compute, and connectivity reshapes entire industries. And today, in the transportation role, it's bringing that same perspective. It's vehicles are becoming increasingly software-defined, data-driven systems. The combination of advanced connectivity and sensing, it's really what allows the vehicles to operate more safely, efficiently, and intelligently. So my role is really about helping our customers navigate that transformation and to help them accelerate innovation in transportation.
So let me ask you this. Help us contextualize all of this. What's really driving, pun intended, the future of transportation right now?
It's a great question. There's really, in my view, never been a better time to be an innovator in transportation. This is really a market that I think historically has maybe been perceived to be slow and not very agile, but that's really changing. The pace of change across this industry, it's extraordinary, and it's happening at every level. The automakers, they're rethinking how vehicles are designed, built, monetized. Suppliers are innovating at the component and system level. And all at the same time, new auto players are entering the market with fundamentally different approaches. And this is accelerating change for everyone. And that's something we really haven't experienced in the auto industry for a pretty long time. And when you look at it, nearly all of this transformation, it's driven by two core forces. The first is data connectivity, enabling vehicles to collect, process, and share massive amounts of information. The second is electrification. It's a popular, common megatrend in this industry. It's reshaping vehicle architectures, supply chains, the sustainability goals that come with that. These two forces, data connectivity and electrification, together, they're redefining what vehicles are really capable of.
So let's explore both of those areas a little bit more. First, what does a connected vehicle bring to the table?
I think today's vehicles, they're a good way to describe them would be a smartphone on wheels or a drivable data center. And I think that's a pretty accurate description, except you know, if you look at your phone apps, they're going to have, you know, the mail and the phone, et cetera. You're going to have a different set of apps in this smartphone on wheels. And data connectivity, it's a major megatrend that's enabling this evolution. So now vehicles are relying on high-speed connections and a growing network of sensors to continuously understand the environment, monitor performance, interact with drivers, interact with the infrastructure around them, and interact with the cloud. One of the most important outcomes of connectivity is the ability to deliver ongoing upgrades. We see those in some of the vehicles today where they'll offer over-the-air software updates, similar to the smartphone, as I highlighted. What this means is that the vehicle that you buy, it's no longer frozen in time. It can evolve throughout ownership with new features, enhanced performance, improved safety functions. This also enables new business models for automakers. So it's changing that dynamic also. It's creating an opportunity for subscriptions, for feature upgrades delivered digitally. Connectivity and sensing are also very essential for autonomy. We started to see a transition to more autonomy in the vehicles. But over the next 5 years, vehicles produced with autonomous driving features, they're expected to grow from about 30% today to roughly 70% of total production. And that matters really because autonomy has the potential to dramatically improve safety. It's estimated that autonomous vehicles could reduce serious injuries by up to 90%, cut traffic-related deaths by as much as 75%. Now, that's one of the most meaningful impacts technology can have on society, in my view.
I want to dive a little deeper there. Is this happening in other types of vehicles than what we normally think of with passenger cars?
Oh, absolutely. We're seeing it across anything that moves. So one powerful example is in agriculture. So data connectivity, sensors, and autonomy, they're transforming how farming is done. So it's not just passenger vehicles. Precision agriculture, here it allows equipment to plant seeds more accurately, to apply water appropriately, fertilizer, other chemicals to not just provide it to create more, but also to improve from a sustainability perspective. It reduces waste. It lowers the environmental impact. It improves yields. You know, we see this more and more every day. And the connectivity, it also enables agricultural vehicles to operate around the clock with limited human intervention, right? So 24 hours a day, so much more productive. So over time, these capabilities, they're really helping to make farming more productive and resilient. And this is critical as the global population grows. So ultimately, I'd say these technologies play an important role in reducing food insecurity by making agriculture more efficient and sustainable. So from passenger vehicles in that safety element to a more efficient and sustainable environment for the world.
I want to ask you about electrification. Has that slowed down in recent years?
So I think from a U.S. perspective, that's true. So adoption of fully electric vehicles has grown more slowly than many originally expected in the United States, although hybrid and electric vehicles continue to gain market share. But when you look at the global picture, it's clear that the future of transportation remains electric because we are seeing around the world growth in the electrification of the powertrain. So over the past 5 years, what I tell you is global EV adoption, it's grown about 30% per year. So we've seen a significant global growth here. And while we do expect sort of over the next 5 years that to moderate to around 15% annually, that's still a pretty significant growth given the size of the market. So worldwide, electric vehicles, they're still expected to account for about 60% of all vehicles produced by 2030. So again, the pace may vary depending on where we are, but the long-term trajectory hasn't changed at all.
Yeah, you know, and I want to ask you a follow-up to that because it's an interesting point. Depending on really where we are in the world, the story changes. So can you give us a little more context there?
No, you're spot on. I mean, electrification, it's progressing at different speed by region. And some of that's regulatory, some of that's consumer preference. But in the United States, as I highlighted, growth, it's been slower, more uneven compared with other markets. Changes in incentives, market dynamics, competition. Today, I'd say electric vehicles, they account for about 10% of new vehicle sales in the U.S. And while that number continues to grow, it's doing so at a more moderate pace. But contrast that to Europe and Asia. In Europe, EV adoption remains strong. Annual growth here in the electrified powertrain is around 25%, supported by the regulatory environment for emissions and other incentives. But where I'd say we see it the most is China. China continues to be the largest and fastest growing EV market globally. It leads global EV sales by a wide margin. So we're seeing in China adoption rates growing around 35% annually, and electric vehicles now represent about half of new vehicle sales there. So even with the recent slowdowns, because we hear a lot about it maybe in the US, we do expect EVs to become the dominant form of new vehicle sales over the long term.
And obviously, there is a lot of impressive work that is being done across the industry. So let me ask you this, because the industry is changing, technology is changing. Where is this all leading to?
We used to talk about things 10 years from now. The reality is it's moving a lot faster. I mean, vehicles of all types, they're going to look and behave very differently than they do today. And by the way, they already look a lot different than they did 5 years ago. But passenger vehicles, commercial fleets, agricultural equipment, construction machinery, even recreational vehicles, they're all going to be transformed by the technologies being developed today. And we're already seeing it. But they're going to continue to be more sustainable, more efficient, more personalized. At the end, it's about increasing the electrification. It's about increasing the connectivity and those high speeds that are required, that they can manage the autonomy that's coming. But maybe most importantly, I'd highlight, they will be significantly safer. So in the years ahead, vehicles will no longer be defined simply by moving people from point A to point B or performing a specific task. They're really already are becoming an intelligent platform that continuously adapts, optimizes performance, and ultimately delivers value in ways I think we're only beginning to imagine.
Yeah, things are definitely moving rapidly. Speaking of which, I can't believe we're almost out of time here, Aaron. So any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
I would just say that the transportation industry continues to amaze me. There's opportunities for innovation here that we have never seen before. And I'm super excited, especially as part of TE Connectivity, to really enable and engage in this market and the opportunities that are ahead of us.
Aaron Stuckey, president of TE's Transportation Solutions segment. Thank you, Aaron, for your time. Exciting times indeed, and appreciate your time here to tell us more about it. So thank you.
Thank you. It was great. Great to be here.
And of course, I want to thank all of you for listening and tuning into the Our Connected World podcast. If you would like more resources on what we talked about today, or you'd like to hear more engaging conversations like the one you heard today on the Our Connected World podcast, visit te.com and you have plenty of information there to find. Thanks again for joining us. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney, and we hope to connect with you on another podcast soon.